Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, September 2023. Boy, we fell off a temperature cliff on Sunday. Well, it rained from about 11 in the morning all day, and we never got higher than 70 degrees. That's the first day in the 70s since all the way back in June. So, kind of a nice day, kind of wonderful, except my poor walking companion Puck and I got stuck out in the rain. So anyway, my podcast, as always, is sponsored by two sponsors. The first sponsor is Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone and you think, boy, that person cannot be that good. They cannot be that nice. They can't be that decent a human being. And then you find out, boy, I was wrong. They're better than I thought. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available now in ebook and bookstores. Coming soon to an audiobook store near you, which obviously is just in your hand, right in your phone. And the other sponsor is Creative Technology Innovation, a company that focuses on helping organizations make better decisions, including using John Boyd's OODA loops and other technology components, including first principles, to determine what is the right decision and how to make it effectively. Well, first of all, I'm out of the machine intelligence papers business. I stopped adding to that. I will probably add to that again. I've got quite a bit in volume three. I think I've got four issues. I've got a few more things I want to talk about. But for right now, I'm just kind of noodling around some of the other technology components. One of the things I'm trying to do is obviously finish my basement. We moved in June, end of June. It's what now nearing the middle of September or the middle of September. And I would say I'm probably 60% done with what I have to do. I have a few more things I need to put in place and a couple more things to set up and configure so that I have more space. But overall, I've made some decent progress, so I'm happy with that. But this weekend, I wrenched my back, and so instead of working on the basement, which I would have made a lot of progress, instead, I spent the weekend lying on my back and trying to recover. So that's, you know, kind of where I was. Now, I thought I would spend today, the rest of the podcast, on a couple of reviews. The first review, and for those of you who, you know, use Yelp, you know, I'm a big Yelp reviewer in the Washington, D.C. area. So if you're interested in any food in the D.C. area, I've reviewed quite a few restaurants. There's a number of restaurants in the area, in the D.C. area. And it's, you know, it's really a foodie's paradise, as it were. But I've reviewed quite a few. I think I'm at 239 or 339 reviews. So some ridiculously huge number of reviews over the last 10 years that I've been on Yelp. But anyway, if you're interested, Doc Anderson on Yelp, same as any other social media site. And I do, you know, mostly reviews of food and services provided to the household. The other thing I wanted to review is I've been watching Isaac Asimov's Foundation on Apple TV+. First of all, I'm a longtime Isaac Asimov fan. I first started reading Isaac Asimov in the 1970s. Actually, was in an English school in the 1970s. And the only things they had where they had, in terms of American writers, in terms of science fiction, they had Robert Heinlein and Isaac Asimov. So I read everything by both of them that they had published to that date, which was, you know, around 1972, 1973. So I read everything that they had published to that date. And I got hooked on Asimov, and I got hooked on Heinlein, and I got hooked on Ben Bova, and I got hooked on J.R.R. Tolkien. And I read everything those guys wrote. If they wrote it, I read it. Mostly because I just found great connection with their writing. I found a personal connection. So the Isaac Asimov book, iRobot is my favorite Asimov book, but my second favorite Asimov book is the Foundation series. There's several books in the series, and it is an interesting tenet, right? He wrote that Harry Seldon, the creator of a mathematical branch of math called psychohistory, presenting this to the universe, was able to project the history. He couldn't project the history of a single person, but he could project the history of a massive number of people, right? The law of large numbers applies more evenly than the law of single-digit numbers, right? The smaller the number, the more likely there is to be variance, right? If you give someone 10 numbers, there's a greater likelihood that there'll be variance between the 10 numbers than there is if you give them 1,000 numbers, right? It's just the way the world works. The more you give someone, the more it flattens to the median or to the curve, or the curve flattens. Well, you know, psychohistory being all that it is, I love the Foundation series. I've got them on audiobook. I've listened to them about a year and a half ago, actually. So I absolutely love that series. I've been very intrigued with the Apple TV television series. It does not follow the books. At least it doesn't follow the books as much as I wish it did. It follows the books in the broad sense of, you know, things happen in sort of a linear fashion. But for the most part, it does not follow the books, you know, radically. It kind of works on this concept of, you know, a lot more love interests, a lot more, you know, people connecting, you know, in a relationship than Asimov's book did. But I've enjoyed it. It's been really good. I'm done with season one, and I'm going to start season two next weekend. So one of the advantages of having a bad back is I did get to watch a couple episodes of that and not feel guilty about it. The other thing I'm doing is I'm kind of getting the last bits of a few home projects done. Once I get those done, like I said, I'll finish up the basement, get everything organized down here, and then start in on organizing the backyard, because I have stuff in the backyard right now that I want to kind of take care of. But one of the things we want to do is order some wood. You know, load the RV up and go take an RV trip, and also get the dogs out of the house so that they've got a chance to go enjoy, you know, some of the world that we're in now, which is different than where it used to be. It used to be that the dogs, like us, they were trapped in a suburban setting, and now, you know, there's space between us and the house near us, but we can literally go outside our door and be, you know, out in the woods, really quickly, like less than 10 minutes. And so that's quite nice. I enjoy having the opportunity to just get out in the woods. I hear my father's voice when I go out in the woods. You know, I told you you'd like being outside. My father and I argued most of my teenage years. I wanted to be inside reading books, and he wanted me to go outside and experience the world the way he did. And, you know, this is nothing against my dad, nor is it anything against me. I just grew up differently than he did, and my kids grew up differently than I did. My kids are even less likely to want to go outside. Anyway, so overall, my impression is the Foundation series on Apple TV Plus is good. It does not follow the books, so don't feel like you watch that and you'll know the books. You'll know parts of the books and bits and pieces of the books, but you will not know the books at all. In fact, I heavily recommend that, you know, if you're interested in that, you've seen the first couple of interesting episodes, read the books. They're exceptionally good. Even now, 30 plus years after they were originally published, they're still amazing books. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening.